With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. He promised he would do it, and he has. President Trump has signed an executive order establishing new tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China. The deal will also include a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate against Washington. The U.S. earlier today blasting terrorist sites in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, six people on board a medical transport jet have been killed when the aircraft went down Friday night in Philadelphia. Mayor Sherelle Parker says there was more than just the plane that was impacted when it crashed.
We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted. So what are we asking you to do for us right now, Philadelphia? We're urging you to please stay away from the scene. If you see debris, call 911. Don't touch anything.
And a person on the ground has died of their injuries. At least 19 people on the ground were injured. Recovery teams and divers searching the Potomac River for remains and clearing wreckage from the collision of the passenger jet and Army chopper that killed 67 people Wednesday. Investigators say the remains of 42 people have been pulled from the river, including 38 that have been positively identified. They expect to recover all of the remains. You'll find more stories, news, and headlines online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with American pastors. SRN's Michael Harrington shares more.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. The survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column of the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping that the momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state Supreme Courts retain left-leaning majorities or flip to conservative control. The outcome could be pivotal in deciding cases related to abortion in particular. Money is already pouring in and is expected to eclipse more than $70 million. This is SRN News. An NBA player is refusing comment while being investigated in a federal sports betting probe. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Terry Rozier declined to answer questions Friday about the investigations by federal prosecutors into unusual betting patterns surrounding his play in a game when he was with the Hornets in 2023. Rozier, now with the Heat, is linked to the same probe that led to former Raptors player Jontay Porter being banned for life from the NBA. Porter faced criminal prosecution and eventually pleaded guilty to committing wire fraud. Porter is awaiting sentencing. There has been no indication that Rozier is under criminal investigation. He has not been charged with a crime.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
News from China upset U.S. markets Monday and disrupted the frenzy that had built up around artificial intelligence. A company called DeepSeek said it had developed a large language model that can compete with U.S. AI giants, but at a fraction of the cost. This is SRN News.